Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com. Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. While supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, hickory dickory dock.
Let's hear some conspiracy theory.
No, your mic is not working. Oh, because you're on mic 4.
Because yeah, we developed that mic 3.
There it
stinks.
Is. Yeah,
I'm a mic 4 guy.
Mic 4. Mic 3, you're out of here.
This
mic 4.
This mic is for you, not for me, because you get to hear me better.
I want to be like Mike. No, I want to be for Mike.
Before what? Before Mike.
Melissa, why don't you test your mic?
Hello.
That's Mike 2.
Mike 2.
Mike 2. Melissa on Mike 2.
First is the worst. Second is the best.
Mike.
Are you guys done?
Number 2 smells like poo, but not that Mike 2.
No. And Mike 3, get out of here. You're still out of here.
You're still out of here, Mike 3.
I'm on Mike 1. They say it's Mike Fun because it's not done, but it will.
Mike 1 had its run.
Thank you.
We're so dumb.
This is what happens.
I'm too tired.
Why are you so tired? You're acting like you just went to Nashville for 3 days and spoke to 60 plus people.
That's because that's exactly what happened.
Is that exactly what happened?
Mm-hmm. I'm not like you guys. I mean, I think you guys can be tired and just like, I don't know, go somewhere else in your brain, my brain shuts down.
I think when I get more tired, I get more zany. I think that's what it is.
You don't have to stop.
Of the three of us, who talks? I mean, who sleeps the least?
Me.
Austin.
You? No way. You want to run, make a... Oh, let's do this. Let's do a not a sleep off, but a sleep... A non-sleep off.
A wake on?
A wake on. We'll do a wake on. A wake off.
How about maybe I lay down before you, but you, A, fall asleep faster than
that
me.
That is true, yes.
And you're probably a heavier sleeper.
Oh, without question.
Oh, because he's fat?
Yeah, what are you trying to say, Melissa?
What? No.
Wow.
Heavy sleeper Austin over there.
Look, I know I ate a lot of tacos and barbecue in Nashville, but come on.
I saw you drinking a lot of whiskey, too.
I did drink a lot of whiskey. you can't, because there's Tennessee whiskey, you know, like Chris Stapleton sings about.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee whiskey is definitely different than Kentucky whiskey, and there's a taste to it, and it's just, it's soothing, and it's done so well, and it tastes so good.
Now you make me sad. Like, I should have tried some Tennessee whiskey.
Well, you should have.
I'm not normally a big whiskey person, but
Kyle,
I would have tried it.
Kyle.
Yeah.
Let me share you this story.
And hold on.
I'm sharing it with you for the first time, which means I'm sharing it with everyone for the first time.
Can't wait.
So, Monday night, after we're done with our interviews, it was like a 12-hour day. It was exhausting. We literally interviewed people for 12 straight hours. We walk back to the hotel, and I'm getting dinner with my with my parents.
Okay.
At Satco. And I invited Melissa and I said, but I know that we just worked a long day. Do not feel pressured. If you don't want to go, I completely understand.
Yeah.
And so Melissa's like, no, but I really do want to see your parents. I love your parents and, you know, I'd love to. That sounds fun. Let me go into my room on, you know, and I said, yeah, take some time in your room and just text me right before I'm about to leave. And whether you want to come, great. If not, no sweat at all.
So Big Ron?
Big Rod.
Rod.
Big Rod. Rod. Yeah, okay. Big Rod. Avid listener of this podcast now.
Love
he actually went back and listened to all of our previous episodes.
Oh, thanks, like Rod.
Episode one.
That's
yeah.
That's nice.
So he's all caught up in the season, which is great.
Good. No all spoilers. Those callback jokes.
Yeah, you get, yeah, yeah. Gary Ovaldine, he's all in on him. So Melissa texts me and she goes, hey, I don't think I'm gonna make it out. I said, no sweat. Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And she goes, I'm just gonna grab a bite to eat and I'm gonna bring it back to the room. And I said, okay, great. And so I gave her some,
didn't know where he was going with this.
I gave her some restaurants around our hotel that I love and that are like Nashville like staples and they're so good. I gave her a fast food place that is like really only found in like Nashville and a couple other markets in the South. Mm-hmm. I gave her Hattie B's hot chicken because when you're in Nashville, you got to eat hot chicken, right? And so she's like, okay, Hattie B's, great.
Now I know.
She goes, Hattie B's, great, okay. And she started looking at the menu and I said, don't, you know, just know that it's very hot. I usually get the lowest to, you know, maybe second lowest when I get
spicy.
It. Spicy. And she goes, okay, cool, cool. And then she gets me a text and she goes, wait, all this food is fried. And I was like, well, okay, yes. Yes, it is. It's hot chicken. It's fried, but, you know, it's... And she goes, I don't want anything that heavy. I go, okay, well, cook out. The fast food place is great. They've got a lot of different options or whatever. And she goes, I think I'm just going to get some sushi. And I go, Melissa...
Why are you squanching your face,
I go, Melissa,
Kyle?
You are in Nashville, Tennessee.
What?
Next to Chicago might be the best food in the country.
Well,
it's
they
debatable.
Have good sushi restaurants. I looked it up.
You don't go to the South and get sushi, Melissa. I told her, I said, that's like, that. You're the kind of person who travels to Europe and gets McDonald's.
No.
Oh, look, there's a McDonald's here. Oh, I got a McFlurry.
You gotta try it.
Yeah.
I get a European McFlurry. It's different.
Yeah, I'm going to get a McChicken in Italy and I'll post about it.
Whatever. I didn't want heavy. I wanted something light.
Something
light and easy on the belly.
Melissa, you know? There were other options.
You only gave me two.
I gave you Hattie B's and Cookout. I could have given you more, but you said, I'm getting sushi. And I was like, what are you getting, gas station sushi? Because there were no sushi places close to us.
I was really hoping the story was going to end with like her being at the taco place, just the table behind you.
Oh, that would have been funny. Oh, yeah, the tacos were light. You should have... that's what you should have done. You should have gotten tacos to go.
Yeah, maybe I should have. But, you know, in all fairness,
taco. Taco.
Oh, to go. To go taco. Yeah.
Like that would be the name of a place.
We got to workshop that one a little bit.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I said it out loud. It was like once I told my brother a joke. We were visiting him in Vermont and we were driving and we drove by a Hertz rental car that was right next to a Dunkin' Donuts.
Oh, Hertz.
So Donut. I went Hertz Donuts. And my brother just went, you're just reading things now. And I was like, what? And like, yep. He got kind of mad. And like, we did like a road trip. It was to visit him. And like, it was near the end of the trip. So I was just like, oh, like we've also just finished hiking and drinking a little bit. Like he's whatever. And like, I didn't bring it up. And then he was retelling that story like the next week. And he just goes, yeah, like to his like girlfriend. He's like, yeah, like Kyle just goes Hertz Donuts. And she started laughing. Goes, that's not funny. She goes, Hertz Donut. And he's like,
oh, he didn't know that joke.
He didn't catch it because I said it weird. And he's like, you could have delivered it better, which is what I could have done with Taco.
Put the ass on donuts. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, I just got
That's
it.
That's great, though. That good pickup by you.
I was very excited about Hertz it, which is why it was kind of like whenever you tell a joke, and I'm always like, and not always, but I'm like, nah. Mm. And you're like, no, that worked.
yeah.
That was me to
him.
That
was a good one.
I was like, I was proud of myself.
Yeah, there are some times where I'll give a real good zinger, and he'll just look at me. He'll just stare at me.
Oh, I know.
You can't laugh at them all.
Melissa's like, yeah, that's me for every joke.
What's the best, or do you remember the best or the first joke that you can remember when you were young where you were like, oh my gosh, I made somebody laugh, or that I think that was
like
a good joke?
I came up with a joke. I wrote my first joke when I was probably 5 or 6 years old.
Okay. And what was it?
It was, what did the stone say to the tire?
What?
Let's rock and roll.
I like that.
Huh?
That was
good for a 5 or 6 year old, right?
That's pretty cute.
I think I was in kindergarten.
All right, I have one too.
Okay,
let's do it.
Okay, so I remember the very first time I made my mom belly laugh.
Oh,
okay, over a joke.
Great feeling.
You know, and maybe it was because she was my mom, so I don't know how much you'll think this is clever or not, but I was probably 7, maybe
okay.
8.
Okay.
Okay.
And we were driving in the car. We were on I-65, I believe, headed south, nice. Which is in Indiana.
Yeah, and it goes through Nashville, too.
Sure does,
right by
baby.
My house.
And, you know, every time you are getting towards an exit, there'll be the green signs, and it'll say, you know, hotels or food or whatever.
Oh, yeah, like the attraction signs.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
And so there was a sign, and it said... food, gas, hospital, had the arrows, exit here. And I was sitting in the back seat, and I go, oh, look at that. Eat food, gives you gas, you got to go to the hospital. my mom was like, ah, ha, ha, you know,
that's...
and I'm like, ooh, that was a good one. All right, Melissa.
I'm going to get into radio.
Whoa, what did I just come up with here? I'm 7 years old. So that's like the first memory of like the first real joke.
Wow, that's a great one. That is a good joke.
For a 7-year-old?
Yeah. No, right? I'm serious. Yeah. Like
that's
well done. Yeah.
Do you remember yours, Kyle?
It's not appropriate. I don't remember the first joke.
Wow,
I
you're a twisted young.
I
know
that. No, it's not the first joke I told. There was just one joke that I always remember is the first time I was like super proud of a joke. And I will tell you off air because it's not appropriate.
Can you make it somewhat appropriate?
Yeah.
No,
can you?
You can't. The whole thing is just.
Is it?
I can say
give
it now.
Give us the topic. Give us the topic. Oh,
can
yeah, yeah.
Can we bleep
yeah, yeah.
it?
Say it now. We'll bleep it.
I'll bleep it.
All right.
So that way we'll laugh.
So do you
if
guys,
it's funny, we'll laugh and then people will know that was a funny joke.
So do you guys remember the film Swim Fan?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So. My brother and I were watching it one night. This is like, and I was way too young to watch it. I don't know when it came out, but I remember we were watching it one night. There's a scene where things happen in the pool.
Yeah, they go bowling in the pool.
They go bowling
right,
in the
right.
pool.
Yeah.
And then, like 10 minutes later in the movie, they're both at a party. And she walks up to him, and she's about to say something. And the joke that I told my brother was, like, what if she goes, I'm still wet.
Oh,
from the pool. Like, as that's why.
Yeah, right.
And my brother laughed so hard. And I was so. And my brother is both my brothers and my sister, they're very funny people. So, like, growing up, I tried to make them laugh. And
yeah, right.
And they would laugh, but I could not. I was always, like, trying to be the funniest.
Uh-huh.
And I got that one. But that was also the night I learned not to beat a joke into the ground because I said it like 5 more times. And he goes, man, you had a good thing there with that joke.
Yeah.
Got him.
See, that's me.
Ease up.
That's what I do.
Ease up on it.
That's
and
mine.
So that was the first joke that I remember being super
How
proud
old were
of.
You?
Did you know what she meant by that?
I was going to say, yeah.
I think I partially... see, I'm the youngest of 4.
Yeah, so you probably
I probably didn't understand the full thing of it, but I got the gist.
Right, okay. But that's the innocence there, because your mind went to the pool.
No. He said the joke.
Right, but
he said the full joke.
The full joke is like the first part of it is like, oh my gosh, that's inappropriate.
She shows up to the party.
You add up the.
But, like, she didn't say that in the actual movie.
Well, no.
She didn't say
She didn't say anything.
You added from the pool.
No,
she didn't say anything.
She didn't say that line.
Oh.
He came up with the line
I came
and
up.
The from the pool.
Yeah.
Like, he paused a tick and he said from the pool to make the joke even funnier.
I was like, what if she said this?
I'm a little weirded out that you knew that at
yeah,
such
at
a
such
young,
a
young
age,
then.
Right?
Yeah. Whatever.
Whoa.
I feel like I didn't know that till...
2 minutes ago?
3 years into my marriage. Hi-yo!
Oh!
Hey!
No, I'm joking. But
hey, what's that?
Hey, stroke man! Get back in the box.
No one's ever going to understand what that means.
I know. Well, because we are sitting,
That's the unreleased episode.
We are still sitting on an unreleased episode.
Is it the...
The episode that we recorded that is unreleased, and we don't know when we should drop it.
Which one is it?
Didn't we tell people to comment in the... Rate and review the podcast. Give it 5 stars.
Yeah, let's
and
see
in
if
your
I can
comment,
find it. I'll find it.
See, tell us when we should release this podcast.
I have a bad feel.
Which one is it?
Do you remember that day we recorded 2 podcasts? Because one of them, like the audio wasn't the best.
Yeah, it was just like a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, so we still have it. We still have that podcast. We just never released it.
Which again, if you want to go back and listen
and we
to
felt
it.
So good about it. We were so bummed after the fact because it was so funny. Like we laughed so hard. In that episode.
And then listening back, it's, like Kyle's mic
Kyle's mic was just faint. So, like, the whole episode, Kyle sounds like he's off mic when really his mic, for whatever reason. That's why he's on mic 4. That's why you're a mic 4 guy now.
Mic 4. Everybody knows this about me.
So are we going to actually release it
That's what I think we do. I think maybe we do it at the end of the, you know, like, since we'll be off the week between Christmas and New Year's. I think maybe that we schedule it for then, maybe.
Oh,
I don't know.
Well, no one's listening.
Yeah.
By the way, we're still 5 out of 5.
5 out of 5 stars on this podcast?
Yeah.
Heck yeah. Thank you, everyone who listens.
Which, if you haven't rated, you can go on iTunes and all that and do 5 out of 5, and we'll get some reviews.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, honestly, I don't see how you couldn't give us this podcast a 5 out of 5, right?
We don't have Mike 5 in here, otherwise I would say the Mike's 5 out of 5.
The Mike 5 out of 5. Yeah, this is the old F. I forgot about that, the last week's episode. The old F. It's funny to like go back at the show, see the show titles.
Oh, yeah.
And like think about the conversations we've had on this podcast, because there have been, I mean, there are times when we will do an entire podcast and 5 minutes afterwards, I won't remember a thing we talked about.
No. I've been like, I don't know what to name this episode, and Austin will give an idea. I'm like, we talked about that 2 minutes ago, but what about this and this and this?
Yes. Yeah.
What would be the name of this one?
That's a good
question.
Wow.
Mike
Silence. 4. No, Melissa's joke. Melissa's a funny joke.
Melissa tells jokes.
Swim fan joke.
I think our shows also get more traction whenever I just put Melissa in the title.
Melissa.
And I'm not trying. I'm not lying.
And I'm not lying.
Why? I don't even say anything here. You guys are full of it.
No, you are the selling feature. Honestly,
that's crazy.
Melissa wore these green glasses in Nashville, and I can't tell you. I cannot even begin to tell you the number of times people said, I like your glasses. Or,
yeah, I actually get
glasses.
A lot of compliments on those. They're green. These
green glasses. And I was like, man. And no joke, on almost all of our Instagram posts at US99 Mornings, give us a follow if you're not already. On all of our Instagram photos, almost all the time, all the guys just sliding into the comments. Melissa's so hot.
That
love
doesn't
Melissa.
Make any sense either. I'm on the record right
Melissa's,
now saying that's
Melissa's
crazy.
A sexy
I put
babe.
On that's crazy. That I don't know what's going on. I put on 20 pounds, and it wasn't all these guys. It was like one.
One guy's
by
like,
the
I'm
way.
A swim fan of Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa's one.
No, it's not one guy.
Lady.
Melissa.
Yes,
did
it
Melissa
is.
Just try and say it was one guy?
You're so exaggerating.
And we got a text today. It said, "Hey, I just saw your photos from Nashville." A text to our text line. Saw your photos from Nashville. Melissa is so hot. Have a great day. And I think the have a great day was just directed to her.
Was that Jim?
It was probably Jim. It was probably Jim? My boyfriend, Jim.
Here.
That's exactly. Thank
I
you,
I guarantee you it was
It was actually Jim. Austin texting.
Jim. It was me.
I should have known. You're always trying to make me feel good about myself.
I know.
Especially since I put on this stupid weight, which I'm going to take off, by the way, because I'm really
You didn't put on any weight. She was
I
trying to say
like
that last time.
You guys want to do a workout challenge?
Yeah. That will get me motivated.
There you go. We can figure something out.
What are we going
to
do?
I don't know. We'll figure something out.
Oh, my gosh. I am so in.
Like, amount of times you... My brother-in-law was doing a thing with his friends where it was like... The amount of days, two of them live in Chicago and one of them lives in Texas. And I think the bet was like every day you work out, you get a check. And whoever has like the most checks from this time period, like whoever has the least amount has to like pay for flights or something.
Ooh, wait a minute. So you have to just trust people that they're telling the truth?
Yeah. I mean, it's a gentleman's agreement.
Wait, what about this,
I
Melissa?
Don't trust you
what
guys.
About this? Okay. Have you heard of the Hard 75?
What's the hard 75?
Ooh, that sounds exciting. What's that?
If you complete the hard 75, I will pay for a flight for you to go somewhere.
Oh, so in other words, you already know that this is like unattainable. It's
for
that
you,
hard.
For you, yes.
For me.
Could I do
you were trying
it?
To what? Do you were trying to do squats.
I know, I have to catch up on them, but I didn't do them Saturday. Or no, not Saturday.
You didn't do them all.
My days
them
are mixed
at all
up.
In Nashville.
I did them the first day that
so
we got
is,
there at the hotel.
This okay. is every day?
Yes, this is a... The,
yeah, there's no way.
So the 75 hard challenge is... I'm trying to get a list of... Oh, here we go. Choose a diet if you're not already following one already. So you get to choose whatever diet, but you have to stick with it.
Okay.
No cheat days at all.
Okay. That is hard right there.
And you have to cut out alcohol.
I can do that.
75 days.
I can do that. Well, it's harder around the holidays, but okay.
Say, yeah, there's always a holiday yeah, within 75
days. I was
going
to say, right. Yeah, Melissa. Let's be honest.
You
Melissa.
Go from Thanksgiving to Christmas
ones,
to New
though.
Year's yeah. to Martin Luther King Day.
Wait, oh, cut out alcohol? Oh, this must be the 75 extremely hard for Melissa.
Oh!
Hey! So she says, or so that, so cut out all alcohol, stick to a diet with no cheat days whatsoever. And that means no, like, sneaking little candies off of Bonnie's desk either.
No Nutter Butters?
No Nutter Butters at all. Do 2 45-minute workouts every day.
What?
One must be outside. So you have to go for a run. It could be a walk. A walk could count as 45, but it has to be 45 minutes. It has to be
okay.
You know, one doesn't have to be inside. They both can be outside, but
okay,
with winter coming
what's
up.
What's the next one?
Drink a gallon of water every day.
Okay, I got used to doing that.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you ever actually drink a gallon though?
I did.
Okay. All right.
You do get used to it. It's really hard to do
it.
It
is hard.
First.
It's very hard.
Right.
Yes. Read 10 pages of a motivational nonfiction book every day.
Ugh.
10 pages is not, that's the easiest one.
It's not.
That's the easiest one.
I just
like,
would get,
oh.
How dare I read?
Yeah, what is this literary?
I took this working out and eating yeah. clean and yeah. alcohol binge, but no way on the books.
You pick up a, you mean I have to turn pages?
Like a nerd?
Shut up. I don't, that's a lot. Okay, go ahead. What's the next one?
And the last one. Take a progress picture of yourself every day.
Oh.
Okay, that is all too much. How about we
the
cut
photo,
that?
The photo
in the book. She's like, I'm out.
The two where she's like, I can't do it.
And you do it for 75 days?
75 days straight. And if you stop, you have to start over from scratch.
There should be another version of that called the half 35.
Okay, so now there's too much math involved.
You do half of what's expected on there, and you only do it for 35 days.
The half 35. Melissa.
She's like, you know what?
Right?
Melissa's like, no, no, no. Here we go. I've got one. It's called the
right.
Easy 10, okay? For 10 days, you just eat whatever you want. You take a nap twice, two naps a day. One has to be outside. you eat pudding.
Yeah. And you listen to 10 minutes of Melissa and Austin.
You have to color 10 pages of a coloring book. An adult coloring book.
And then we would pitch that to her and she'd be like, I'm not in on this coloring book.
Yeah. She's like, I can't do the pudding.
The pudding.
Come on, you guys. Seriously, if you did something half of what that was, that would be workable. And you could still probably lose weight.
No joke. If you did this 75 hard, I would buy, we have points saved up, so I would just transfer the points, but I would buy a flight for you.
To?
Anywhere you want.
Hawaii.
Southwest flies to Hawaii now. They're Southwest points. You'd have to fly Southwest. Sorry, I forgot to mention that.
That's weird because
but
I know
the thing is,
Hawaii's
but the thing
out
is,
west.
I also do not in any fiber of my being trust you to tell the truth if you've
That's
slipped up.
Kyle, he's mean.
He is mean.
You're super mean.
Because I know you, Melissa. I know you better than you know yourself, I think.
Oh, I don't know. Because I'm so much like your wife, Meredith. Yeah,
because you are a lot like my wife, Meredith. And like even just in Nashville, you're like,
right.
I'm thinking about trying this like new like workout routine. I'm like, my gosh, my work wife is my wife.
Do you think you could do it?
It would be extremely hard with my schedule.
Kyle,
I don't think I could
do it.
No,
I don't think I could do
the
it.
The no cheat meals is and the no
and
alcohol.
The no alcohol.
That's kind of where I break it.
If
okay,
I could do
about,
it with alcohol,
what about if it was for 30 days?
That's still tough.
Yeah, I don't want to do a month like the dryuary. I've done dryuary once, and I will never do it again.
I don't like it. I hate it in January too because we have friends who have birthdays in January, and we've gone to birthday parties where people aren't drinking, and then they're just like, "Why did you?"
NFL playoffs are in January, so it's like I have to watch an entire NFL playoff.
Yeah, I just got to sit there and just like
without
not
a whiskey
drink.
Yeah, are you kidding me?
What am I 12?
Yeah, what am I? 11?
You're trying to think of something different.
I was going to say 14, but I was like, I don't know. Do it. Right. Are you in?
No, absolutely not.
We should figure out a workout thing.
Let's do the workout thing. But what's more, what can, you know.
I just think we could all be honest and actually just do.
I don't trust you guys.
I don't trust you.
You realize I go to the gym here.
Yeah, no.
No,
he,
I don't trust
he,
you
he
to be honest
out.
About
working
getting
out?
Those done. Like, I think you do check marks.
On the 75 like, hard? No, see, if anything about me, I'm a man of integrity. And I'm not joking.
I wouldn't I know, cheat like, if there was something
I juggle
on the
a
line.
Lot of stuff. I would be honest. I would be 1,000% honest.
You cheat on game night with your dad. You and your dad cheat on game
but
night.
But he
first
cheats
of all, first.
First
of all, my dad cheats. My
Big
dad
Rod.
Cheats. Big,
Big
Rod cheats.
Big Rod.
Shout out Big Rod. Love him.
Active
but
listener.
We did catch him sitting on Uno cards one time. He also taught me how to play Life wrong to where I was just paying him everything. I think Monopoly too, both the game of Life and Monopoly.
You're lucky because I can't remember the exact story, but you told me a story about cheating on a game and winning.
Maybe once I did, but no, but I'm not. But when it comes to like workout stuff and like fitness, if I did the 75 hard and I stumbled one day, I would start over from scratch. Like I would be honest about it. I would not cheat. Cheat the workout, you cheat yourself. That was something I learned in high school football. Don't cut corners. Never did. When you take laps around the field, never cut at a corner. Seriously. Like little things like that, I really do stick to.
He got serious.
Yeah.
That's serious.
That was the most serious I've been in this podcast since we've ever done one.
Yeah, I know. Like, I'm a man of integrity. I won't cheat on this workout plan.
When it comes to integrity, my dad taught me that word. Big Rod actually taught me that word, which is kind of ironic when you consider his gameplay.
Exactly.
But no, he's a man of integrity, too. He is. Other than games.
Didn't your daughter just take out all the pacifiers?
Oh, my gosh.
From,
which we were talking about that
kids.
On Daddy Diaries
so
next there, week.
So are you sure you got integrity in that family?
Because
that's the funniest story ever.
My daughter got caught. Well, I didn't tell you this yet, Kyle.
It's hilarious.
My daughter got caught at daycare scooting
Granted,
around.
She's not even a year old.
She can't walk. She can't even crawl. She scoots. She uses one leg. She leans on her left leg and she scoots. Uses her one leg to push and her arms to pull. And she scoots around. And she scoots fast. She's very quick. She gets that from her dad. And she got caught going around pulling pacifiers out of kids' mouths.
While they're sleeping. That's how
that is not like me.
That's how you
No,
are.
That's her mother. That is
no,
her mother.
It's not.
Mischievous. They said
that is
they
so
said in
you.
The thing she got. We learned today that Kennedy's got a little mischievous side to her. She goes, "We caught her scooting around and stealing the pacifiers out of the other kids' mouths while they were sleeping."
And he wants to think that we can trust him when he breeds children like that?
Keep in mind it's only half of my DNA. The other half is my wife, and my wife, just ask Don, another avid listener of this podcast.
Big Don.
Hey, Big Don.
Big
Thanks.
Don and Big Ron. Just ask him. He'll tell you. Yeah, she was the problem child of the bunch. Mm. She was the middle child. Yeah. She rebellious side to her.
Mm-hmm.
She'll steal some pacifiers out of mouth.
Okay. Bet's on.
The bet's on. I don't even know what we're betting, but the bet's on.
Bet is on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
One day only, Thanksgiving Day deals are coming to Lowe's.com.
Plus, members get early access to online Black Friday doorbuster deals on gifting favorites, like the still-trending Cobalt Mini Toolbox for just $14.98. Don't miss up to 50% off for one day only at Lowe's.com. We help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.